vomit.
I've heard that referred to as anything else.
Yeah, I've heard him say puke.
Puke or possibly...
regurgitate.
Yes, yes. Or just throw up.
Throw up.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. What about in a person that that happened to, you say he's sick where?
At the stomach.
Sick of the stomach. Uh-huh. What about talking about a person, maybe your neighbor who had heard some news, you might say, well, she'd hardly got the news when she came right over
here
to
talk,
to tell you about it, something like that.
To tell you about it, either one.
Okay. What about if you invite somebody to come see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you'd say, now if you don't come, I'll
be very disappointed.
Okay. Or if maybe you and your wife are glad to see me, you're telling, you asked me to come over, and you'd say that we
are not glad to see you, or it's nice to see you.
Or when I come, you say we'll be glad to see you, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, you ever hear people use the word proud in that sense? We're mighty proud to see you, or
yes.
Proud to have you?
Yes, that's used quite often.
Do you use that yourself much?
Sometimes. But not too often.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house over and over again until the neighbors begin to think he's serious about her? You say he's in the process of doing what? He's now, what do you just say a boy's doing if he's interested in one particular girl?
Well, the expression a lot is used is courting.
Courting, uh-huh.
And, of course, dating.
Dating, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he's called, he has called her what? That's her.
He's called her his boyfriend,
yeah.
Her girlfriend.
Uh-huh, okay. And if this boy comes home with some lipstick on his collar, his little brother might see it and say, aha, you've been...
been over to your girl's house.
And you've been doing what?
And smooching.
Smooching, right, or kissing. Something like that, okay. What about if he asked her to marry him and she didn't want to, you'd say she did what to him?
Turned him down. Refused him.
Uh-huh. But if she didn't turn him down, you might say they went ahead and got
married.
Got married. You ever heard that called anything else besides married?
Hitched.
Hitched, yeah, like you might hitch a horse. And at the wedding, what do you call the man who stands up with the groom? He's the what?
He's the best man.
Uh-huh. And the woman who stands up with the bride, what is she?
Bridesmaid.
She's the bridesmaid. Have you ever heard either best man or bridesmaid called anything else?
No, I don't really think so.
Okay. What about after a wedding? Sometimes a whole lot of people will go follow the couple back to their house and they'll just gather around and make noise and celebrate and sing and all that. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yeah, that's no reception.
Just reception. Have you ever heard that called a serenade or something like that?
Rarely. I have heard it, but rarely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is anything like that, you know, a gathering around a person's house and creating a lot of noise and ruckus, is that ever... You ever heard of that done to somebody who is not popular in the community? Maybe somebody who is taking an unpopular political or social view, something like that?
You mean a protest against?
Maybe.
Or?
Well, just a protest.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall ever seeing one in this particular area.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about if you were in Atlanta and you saw a person that I know, and you were telling me about it later, you'd say, I saw him where?
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta, okay. Do you ever hear people say, I saw him over in Atlanta?
Yes, that's used occasionally.
Do you ever say something like that?